Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And if you're listening at any other time of the day, later on throughout the day, hello, 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 brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul with a new topic, live prayer, the altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, host of Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, and Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study. Our topic for today is God is still in charge. God is still in charge. And we are coming from the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verses 9 through 14. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to both podcasts with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire, you can tune in by dialing 323-870-4180, and I welcome everyone who's tuned in right now. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, where there's no topic off limits and I take your questions and prayer requests live on air, you can tune in by dialing that same number, 323-870-4180, or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's R-A-W-S as in Sam, I.org. But the best way to ensure that you never miss any of this powerful word is to follow both podcasts, so the recording will be text to you if you cannot tune in live. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information, including the ability to contact me, send me your prayer requests, your testimonies, as well as see my itinerary and everything else that's going on, is on my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. You can also donate to Rossi Williams Ministries there to spread the gospel on television and radio, so that we win souls every day. I am in the book of Exodus, chapter 14, reading verses 9 through 14 from the KJV. But the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea, besides Pahathroth, before Baal-Zephon. And when the Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians. For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. Now listen at these last two verses as to how Moses responded. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And I'm going to add this last verse, this one, verse 15. And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. Praise God. Come on and just praise him wherever you are right now. What is our topic for today? Repeat it after me. God is still in charge. Come on and say that again to yourself like you really believe it. Say, self, God is still in charge. No matter how many catch-22 dilemmas you are facing or living in the midst of right now, no matter how far your back is against the wall, no matter if it is a result of your own rebelliousness, disobedience, ignorance, or just a refusal to do what you should have done, or the result of things that were out of your control, I have come to remind you today that God is still in charge. In the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verses 9 through 15 that I just read unto you, we were going through the biblical record of when the Israelites were approaching the Red Sea. Through the leadership of Moses under the divine anointing of the Lord, the Israelites had been freed from Egypt, and they'd been out in the wilderness, and now they were marching toward the Red Sea, and all of a sudden they look behind them, and they see Pharaoh with so many of his army, so many of his chariots, so many of his horses pursuing them. And there's nothing in front of them but death, because it's the Red Sea and they can't walk on water. So in that time of fear and adversity, they begin to do what they always did, which was to question Moses as to why he led them out of bondage in the first place. So they begin to cry out unto him, Why didn't you just leave us in Egypt? So even there we knew we'd die serving Pharaoh, but no, you came to us and told us that thus saith the Lord and this saith the Lord, but you've led us out here to do nothing but to die. We see the enemy pursuing us. We see Pharaoh approaching us. We see his army overtaking us. And there is no way out, Moses. But then Moses responded unto them, just as I am reminding and responding and encouraging you in the midst of your calamity today. Fear ye not. Why should you not fear? Stand ye still. Why should you stand still? Because you will see the salvation of the Lord, which he'll show you today, that the enemy who is pursuing you to overtake ye, he will handle them, and you shall not have to again endure that infliction. Why? Because he said, God will fight for you. God will fight for you. God will. Are you listening, brothers and sisters? Because I'm applying that same response to you today. No matter what your situation is, God will fight for you. And so you just Hold your peace. Now, hold your peace doesn't mean you don't say anything. It means that you are holding your peace within the assurance that God will fight for you. So because you know it, you're holding your peace regarding fear and adversity, but you are speaking forth praise unto the Lord for the victory. Hallelujah, God, I thank you. Hallelujah, Lord, you've done it. Hallelujah, Jesus, you fixed it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, you're still in charge. But what I love is then in that 15th verse, when Moses cried out to the Lord, did you pay attention to how God responded to the leader? He said, why are you even crying out to me? Just tell them, go forward. I have come to remind you today that God has not forgotten you in the midst of your situation. Just go forward. God sees you. God sees your children. God sees your spouse. God sees your finances. God sees your conditions, your diagnoses. God sees everything going on your job. God sees everything going on in your relationships. God sees everything that you need. Why are you crying out in disbelief and doubt? Just go forward. Because God is still in charge. God is still in charge. No matter who's in leadership, no matter which party politically is in leadership, no matter who is your boss, God is still in charge. No matter what is pursuing you, how many of them are pursuing you, the strength that they contain in their aggressive pursuit, don't look around yourself as if you are surrounded by an impenetrable Red Sea. God parted it. Glory. And let the children of Israel go across. And then caused it to fall back in on itself to destroy their enemies. If you want to read farther down in Exodus 14, this is why you can move forward, glory. Because you understand that God is still in charge. Let's get ready to go in prayer. Just say that God is still in charge. Tell yourself again, God is still in charge. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we praise you and we honor you. We say thank you today. Lord, you are still in charge. Father, we give everything to you. We give everything to you. We give every situation, every fear, every doubt. Father, every obstacle, every enemy, every situation of adversity. Father, we let go and let God. We let go and let God. We let go, we let go, we let go and let God. We submit it unto you because God, you are still in charge. And you fight for us. You fight for us. You fight our battles. You go into places that we cannot go. You speak into hearts that we cannot speak into. You change minds in ways that we could never persuade them. God, you are still in charge. God, you are still in charge. And so, Father, we can stand still and see your salvation. We can praise you. Father, we can move forward in everything. Hallelujah. Preparation and positioning, because you're still in charge. Now, Lord, I pray for everyone listening now. Father, bless them and touch them. Open doors, work miracles, do things that only you can do in ways that only you can do it. Renew their faith, strengthen them, rejuvenate them, revive them. Hallelujah. Because God is still in charge. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we receive it, Lord. That you're still in charge. So we say, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, wherever we are, we say, Hosanna. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on and praise God. Come on and praise Him as I give the altar call. For those of you who are unsaved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will wait on you, that I will believe you, that I will stand still and see your salvation. I know you will fight for me because you are still in charge. In the name of Jesus, amen. Come on, everybody, and just give God a hallelujah. Tell him again, hallelujah. We praise the Lord. Make sure you're in church, Sunday school, Bible study. Make sure you're spending quality time with the Lord every day. That is how you not only get saved, but stay saved. Make sure you're tuning in with me. I'm here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern and Wednesday nights on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study at 7 p.m. Eastern. Remember, make sure you don't ever miss the word by just texting the message DF to phone number 33222. So that you can follow and receive the recordings if you cannot tune in live. Now, your topic for today is God is still in charge. Your task for today is to move forward. Quit crying out to him about the same thing. He's already heard you, made the way, and is fighting for you. Move forward. God is still in charge. Share this teaching with someone today. Forward the text when you receive it or send them to rossi.org. You don't have to worry about the dilemmas anymore. God has made a way. I'll see you tomorrow.
It's been a long